42nd chapter, and then I'm going to go back to Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Amen. I hope you brought your lunch this morning. How many brought your lunch this morning? How many ate a good breakfast? Not too many even ate a good breakfast. Amen. You that ate a good breakfast can stay with me. Okay? Praise God. But Deuteronomy chapter 32. Begin reading at verse 10. States these words. He found him in a desert land and in the waste howling wilderness. He led him about. He instructed him. He kept him as the apple of his eye. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, bear them on her wings. So the Lord along did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. He made him ride on the high places of the earth, that he might eat the increase of the fields. And he made him to suck honey out of the rock, and oil out of the flint rock. Now the book of Job, chapter 39, and verse 27 says, Doth the eagle mount up at thy command, and make her nest on high? She dwelleth and abideth on the rock, upon the crag of the rock, and the strong place. From thence she seeketh the prey, and her eyes behold afar off. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, it says, But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Amen. Thank God for that. Father, today we bless you and thank you for your word. We thank you for your anointing in advance, for your word is already anointed. Now, God, I ask that you would anoint these lips of clay. For, Lord God, without the anointing, we know that we'll just speak words. But, God, I want to bring a point across today that you have burned upon my heart. That God would teach us a lesson today of how we should live. And Lord God, I ask now, Father, that you would open the ears to hear, hearts to receive, and all minds would clear themselves of what they're thinking about and the future for tomorrow or this evening. But God, clear their mind only for this short period of time as they're gathered here in this service. Now, God, help them to understand what we're trying to bring forth to them. Jesus, that they will apply to their lives. In thy name we pray. And all the people said a big hearty amen. My thought this morning is the Christian life should parallel with the eagle's life. The Christian's life should parallel with the eagle's life. The Bible tells us the heavens declares the glory of God, and the creation of God declares His power. And how well we know that, and we can see it every day. In other words, no man can create a beautiful butterfly, or can he create a beautiful eagle that soars in the air? My friend, no man can manufacture many, many things. He can manufacture powerful engines that will rev up many, many horsepower and go at a great speed. He can create automobiles and airplanes and other things. But no man can create a beautiful creature such as the subject matter that I'm talking about today. And that is the eagle that soars high in the heavens. The mere existence of these living things proves that there is a God. If we just open our eyes up and look at the surrounding and the beauties of everything, we would know that there is an intelligent being who has created everything for you and I. Now, for centuries, the eagle has been recognized as the king of the birds. The strength and the power of the eagle makes this extraordinary bird an international symbol of freedom and immortality. There is something special about its beauty, about its strength, and also about its fearlessness. You see, I believe the eagle gives us some examples of how Christians are to live their lives. I believe we can take an analogy of the eagle and find out how that you and I should live our lives this morning. No other bird flies as high as the eagle. There is no question that the eagle rules and reigns over the heavens. He has been given dominion over all other birds and has the authority to rule wherever wherever he goes. I think it is interesting that God said to Joshua, when Joshua was getting ready to take the reign over the captain of the Israelites, he said, I told Moses, and now I tell you, Joshua, every place that your feet or your foot shall tread upon, I have given that land unto you. Just as the eagle rules the heavens, God has made each of us as eagle Christians. If you know who you are in Christ, you should be doing great exploits for the Lord God Almighty. Then, my friend, then you know he has made you and I to rule above the storms of our lives. There's storms and turbulence and weather all about us from day to day. But God has given us the authority. God has given us the power and the strength, as he has the eagle, to rule over the dominion that we're in. You see, Ephesians 1 and 20 says, through Christ, not through yourself, not through any other, but through Christ, we are now seated in heavenly places. I'm glad that I know who I am today. I'm glad that I know where I'm seated at today. I'm seated in the heavenlies of heavens today, and I rule and reign with the Son of God. You see, in other words, through Christ we can. I said, through Christ we can do anything. For Philippians 4:13 said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. My friend, as humans, you and I have limitations. There are limitations, and I find the older I get, the more limitations that are placed upon my life. But God, I said, but God has no limitations. Hello? You see, there is nothing impossible for someone who will trust and believe in the Lord. I asked you a question this morning. Are you believing in the Lord? Are you trusting in the Lord for whatever the storm may be that's raining in your life even today? You see, while other birds scratch around in the dirt for worms and insects and eat from dead carcasses, the eagle picks his meat fresh. Every day he picks it fresh. If he wakes up and say, you know, this morning I believe I'd like to have squirrel for breakfast, guess what that eagle does? He scoops down from the heaven with his keen eyesight. He sees a squirrel and he picks a squirrel for his breakfast that morning. And my friend, no, it isn't. He is not subject to living off of the misfortune of other animals. He is a mighty hunter. The eagle is a great hunter, my friend. And you see, he isn't subject to the misfortunes of many other animals. If the eagle decides to go fishing, yes, eagles do fish. Did you know that? If he decides to go fish, I'm here to tell you, any fish that gets within a few inches of the top of the water, guess what happened? He dive bombs out of the heavens and scoops up that fish with his mighty claws, and he has fish for supper that evening. You see, the eagle Christian must be the same way. How many eagles do we have here today? I said, are you an eagle? Are you a vulture? Hello? Amen. I'm here to tell you, if you're soaring like the eagle and you're patterning your life after the lifestyle of that eagle and you're parallel with him, then I'm here to tell you, we must be doing the very same thing and living the same way. He must dine daily. That child of God must dine daily, daily on the fresh word of God Almighty. Christians don't dine on the Wall Street. Did you hear what I said? The Wall Street Journal. Or flip that page and turn to your horoscope and read it. I can read it and I still don't know what they're talking about. Amen. I look at the fortune cookies and I open them up. I like the what? Not on the inside, but I like the outer crust of it. But I open up the inside and I read their saying. Really, I don't believe it. My life is not directed by that. You see, my friend, Pure Christian today don't look to counseling books or self-help books for the answers to the problems of your life. They look into the Word of God and to the Lord God Almighty, Jesus Christ. Now, eagle Christians live by every word. The Word of God says that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. When we spend time filling our lives with the things of this world rather than the things of God, we get spiritually weak. Is anybody here today? Then when our lives fall apart, we can't figure out why did our lives fall apart. The truth is, some Christians spend more time in entertainment and doing and going places than they do in the Word of God. Can I be transparent this morning with you? I'll be honest with you. I love the game of golf. I love it. I get so frustrated with it. But I love the challenge. I love the a challenge that I have of trying to conquer that white ball. And I've been having a lot of trouble of trying to make it go where I want it to go. But I'm here to tell you, if I spend more time entertaining myself with the game of golf and then I do in the Word of God and the things of God, I'm here to tell you, I'm headed for trouble. If you are one of these people that put things ahead of God, I'm here to tell you, trouble isn't in your household now, maybe. But I say to you, hang on, dear. I'm going to prophesy to you right now from Jerry Ogden. Amen. Hang on, because it's going to come your way. You see, trouble is going to come to everybody. We're not exempt from trouble. We all face trouble. We all have trouble. We all have problems. We all have tests. We all have trials. We all have tribulations, my friend. That's just a common lot that comes to mankind because they're living here on this earth. But I'm here to tell you, whether you know it or not, or what don't know the Lord, but when you know the Lord, He gives you strength and a way to get through all the storms that you face in your life. One reason the eagle grows so fast, think of this, the reason that he grows so fast and comes to such a size, they've been found on their wingspan had been over 9 feet in length. That's a pretty good sized bird, my friend. You see, the reason that they grow so fast is because of the food that they eat. In fact, it grows twice as fast as most birds because of its fresh diet that it has. As a Christian, your rate of spiritual growth is determined by your daily diet. Hello? By your daily diet, it will determine how spiritual you really are and how much growth that you're doing in God. The Bible says those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. I can honestly tell you, you won't be a successful Christian unless you are waiting on the Lord for His strength. When others around you fall under the weight of the trials and tribulations in their lives, God will give you strength to keep going on. He is your ever-ready battery. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said, He's your ever-ready battery. He keeps you going. Keeps you going and going and going and going. Oh, glory to God. And going. Hallelujah. That is, if you are waiting on Him for His strength. While most birds flap their wings in order to fly, the eagle is different. He lifts his wings and mounts the wind. That is exactly what we Christians do or should do. We raise our hands to the Lord. Some says, you ain't about to get my hands up. I'm not about. Well, bless your heart. It's time that we begin to raise our hands, raise our voices, scream with the top of our lungs that Jesus Christ is still alive. Hallelujah. We raise our hands to the Lord. We surrender everything. That's a sign. When you raise your hand, Lord, I'm surrendering everything to you. And we let Him lift us higher and higher and higher above the storms of life, my friend. Other birds flap their wings and work so hard to get where they want to go. But the eagle is cool. Man, he chills out. Hello? And he's cool and calm and collective as he lets the wind do all the work. In this same matter, we let the wind of the Holy Spirit lift us up. Our eyes do not behold the storm, but rather are fixed on Jesus Christ, knowing He is the one who will meet all of our needs. Turn to someone and say, look at Jesus. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. Oh, you people, y'all should have arrived this morning. You ain't got here yet. Turn to someone and say, my faith is anchored in Jesus. That's a lot better. You got here. People who are involved in religious work. Work so, did you hear what I said? Religious work. Works hard because they think that it is what will cause God to bless them. But as Christians, all we do is rest in Him, trust in Him, and let Him take us where He wants us to go. When you're serving Jesus, the struggle is over, my friend. You aren't bound to religious works. In other words, you aren't bound to doing this right or doing that right. Instead, you cast your cares on Him, and He will take care of you. You see, the eagle isn't afraid when the storm comes. We just start wringing our hands when trials begin to come our way and saying, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I just don't know how I'm going to handle this. Come on, you're more than that. I said you need to be like an eagle. But when a storm comes, it doesn't worry the eagle. While other animals are scampering around to try and find some shelter from the storm, the eagle uses the storm to his advantage. He will actually mount the wind of the storm to hunt for food. Did you know that? The eagle is so amazingly made, he can dive bomb his prey at 200 miles per hour, and they don't even know he's there. Oh, God, I'd like to dive bomb the devil at 200 miles an hour, and he won't even know I'm there. I like to knock the props out under him, knock him off his feet. Hallelujah. I just like to get rid of that sucker one time and for all. Hello? If you're going to be an eagle Christian, you can't be afraid when the storms of life comes. Jesus said, in this world, ye shall have tribulation. But He said, in other words, you're going to have some storms. But He said, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. If Jesus overcame the world, then I have the same stamina. I have the same strength. I have the same authority. I have the same power that Jesus had. And therefore, my friend, I will not fret the storms of life. I will overcome them. When you are in the midst of a storm, you may wonder where God is. But it is in the storm that you will learn God has everything under control. You don't need to call on God when you're on the mountaintop sunning yourself. Hello? It's when a sudden storm arises that your faith is tested and strengthen, my friend. When you become an eagle Christian, you will trust God when it looks hopeless, when there is no hope, and the doctors back up against the wall and say there is no hope. I'm here to tell you there is hope. I said there is hope to those who live in Christ. See, an eagle Christian says, I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might, not my might. But His might. An eagle Christian says, my God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. You see, when you are an eagle Christian, you have assurance. God is in this the midst of the storm with you. In fact, you can use the storm of life to draw closer to the Lord and let Him lift you up. If you are in a storm, listen to these words. God has prepared a table for you in the presence of your enemies. David said in Psalms 23:6, no matter if the enemy be roaring, no matter if the enemy be fighting, I said God has prepared a table for me in the presence of my enemy, and no weapon shall prosper against me as a child of God. Some of you need to arrive. Let me tell you, we should be happy. How many Eagle Christians do we have? Still, everybody hadn't got there yet. In other words, even when it appears as though you're going to be destroyed, God will show up in the middle of that storm, and He will see you through that storm. When you find yourself in this situation, it's time for you to walk in faith. Trust in the Lord and lean not unto your own understanding, friend. This is a time to test your spiritual wings in God. The eagle. When I begin to look at the eagle and study after the eagle, I find that the eagle has keen eyesight. From the beginning of its life, the eagle lives in the rocks and relies upon the rocks for its protection. The rocks are a sanctuary from storms and predators. Other birds build their home in the top of trees or on the ground. But the eagle only builds his home high in the rocks on top of a cliff. From there, he can see for miles around him. He can see if there's any enemy or storm or predator is coming. As an eagle Christian, you will never see clearly until you're building your home on the rock of Jesus Christ. It's amazing how when you come to Jesus, all the scales falls from off your eyes. You see, before you came to Christ, you thought preachers only wanted your money. Some of you still believe that. That's why you don't ever give. But I want to, let me throw this in. You're not giving to the preacher. You're giving to God. That's who you're supposed to be giving to. If you're thinking you're giving it to the preacher or the board or the church, then keep your money. I can jump off here and start on that if I want. But see, you hold on to that stuff, and you know what? When you hold on to it, it's going to rust and decay and be destroyed, moth eaten. You think you're getting ahead, but God's going to get it one way or the other, friend. But you're not giving to the preacher. But now tithing, since you became an eagle Christian, now tithing isn't about money, but it's about being obedient to God. Today, you know, God opens the windows of heaven and bless those who tithe and give offerings unto Him. Once you consider Christians weak because they needed Jesus, but now you know He is your ever-present help in the time of trouble. Today you know He is your peace and He's your joy. He's your strength. He's your fortress. He's your mighty tower. He's your all in all. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end. There is no other outside of Him. I said, give Him praise. Give Him praise this morning. Hallelujah. Occasionally, the eagle will eat something that makes him sick. I know that feeling. How about you? That's when he opens his wings and lays prostrate on the rocks until healing comes. Do you know where I'm going to? He does this in order to soak up the sun, S-U-N, so he can be healed. In much the same manner, eagle Christians go to the sun, S-O-N, of God, in order to receive their healing. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I'm going to have a Gnipkin fit here. I'm going to have an Ogden fit. Oh, God, aren't you happy this morning? How many's happy this morning? Aren't you glad you're here today? I keep an eye on my watch. Don't know what it means, but anyway, I'm doing it. When the eagle has matured, he begins to take interest. Now listen, young people. He begins to take interest in young female eaglets. Somewhere around 3 or 4 years of age. Going to be 16 before my grandchild begin to think about it. But somewhere. Isn't that right, daughter? Uh-oh, she done changed her mind. I know daddy will take care of it. But somewhere around 3 or 4 years of age, he will find a female and begin the courting process. It starts with a game of tag. You know, you're it. You're it. Tag, you're it. And this tag game can play on for several days. It can take place. And now after a while, you know, this is the way the female is. She becomes bored and begins to change the game plan. She will pick up a stick, and she will fly around in circles. She will drop the stick, and guess what? She expects that dude that she's courting, that male, to return it to her immediately. He better catch it and get it back to her quickly. She will act like she is not interested. Hear me, guys, they are. Whoa, it doesn't shake Raymond up, does it? He's still got his head down. Come on, boy, I know you're lovesick. Mope around. Now, so she'll fly down and pick up a little bit larger stick. And then she'd drop it. The game continues as she picks up larger and larger pieces of sticks and flies a little lower each time she does this. Now, if the male eagle, if he ever fails to catch the stick, she will literally run him off and have nothing to do with him anymore. So look out, Raymond. Now, here's the conclusion. Listen to me, Raymond. The game will reach a conclusion when the female drops, and not a stick, but literally a log. She can pick up enough weight, between 20 and 30 pounds weight, at a distance of about 500 feet off the ground now. There she is flying with this thing. If the male can catch the log before it hits the ground, she is satisfied he can take care of her and their potential family. Once she has confidence in him, they will mate together. Listen to this. They will mate together for life. We can learn a lot from the eagle today. Some Christians' marriage, the first person that comes along that pays a little attention to them. Don't knowing that they're getting a dud. Ladies, it is you. Listen to me, sweetheart. It is you who dictates the courting process. A male will mate with almost any female who will let him. Come on. Am I telling the truth? The female eagle is very cautious in courting the courting process. She doesn't want to take any chances of hooking up with a male who can't take care of her and their family. Her instincts are so great. She knows if he can't take care of her, he surely can't not take care of the family. In other words, she won't settle for the first eagle that comes along. There's more fish in the pond than you think. Hello? She keeps looking until she finds the right mate. I believe that God has a right mate for every person. I believe God has so designed it that God has the right one. But we don't want to wait for the right one. Ladies, learn from the eagle and know what you see is what you get. The female eagle knows what that male eagle is before she marries him. Now, I think Alan told me last